You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Andros Townsend to score and Palace to win was 18-5. Enhanced to 5-1, and Saido Berahino to score and West Brom to win was 6-1. It's now 8-1. Tom, Crystal Palace clearly chasing cup glory at the end of last season, and because of that, their Premier League form, I think it was because of that, dropped off a cliff. And from the turn of the year, they only picked up 11 points. And the news that Yannick Bolasie is going to leave to go to Everton, that will hurt, that will sting Crystal Palace.
It will, but I think it's probably a good deal for Palace in terms of the fee they're going to get for Bolasie. And although he's been one of their best performers the last few years, I still think that the signing of Townsend, I know people are critical of him, but I still think with Jason Punchin as well, who pops up with some key goals last year, I don't think Alan Pardew is going to be too worried, because I think that money is going to pay for a striker, or he's certainly going to hope it's going to pay for a big striker, because that is Palace's problem this season. They've got two real out-and-out strikers, Fraser Campbell and Connor Wickham. And bless them, neither of them are going to score 20 goals either this season. So he needs somebody up there. My gut instinct when I look at this fixture is draw, 11-5. You think Tony Pulis, they've only signed Matty Phillips from QPR, so they haven't set the world alight in the transfer market. But my gut feeling here is a draw. Palace, slow start. West Brom, their defensive resilience. But Palace last year started the season well. I think they won three of their first four games. And I just think they've got a little bit more in the final third, because I talk about Palace's lack of strikers. Doesn't get much better for West Brom, does it? An unhappy Berahino, Solomon Rondon and Ricky Lambert. Again, you're not looking at a lot of firepower and great strikers on show, but I think the supporting cast for Palace is better than West Brom. And so I think Palace might just sneak this. Having thought about it a little bit, I think Palace might get a narrow victory.
Yeah, Crystal Palace 21-20 to win the game. You look at that West Brom team, Derek, and it is just it's a carbon copy of last season, really. Likely to go with Salomon Rondon up front on his own. They've not strengthened at all, West Brom, and it's easy to understand why Tony Pulis is the favourite to be the first manager to leave his position, and West Brom have been back to be relegated.
It's a pretty joyless experience in a West Brom fan. He's a player for West Brom too under Pulis. His number one priority when he goes away from home in the Premier League is to get a clean sheet. That's what he'll do against Palace, and I think he's got a good chance of doing it, because Palace don't look full of goals. Can't believe that they're letting Bolasie go. Palace are Bolasie in my eyes. They're always a team I want to back away from home at big prices because of him, because of his threat on the break. At home, I'll always oppose him at short prices, but I'm not opposing with West Brom, because they just don't score enough goals. To me, this screams a draw, probably a 0-0 draw.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.